A court in Sweden Monday indicted a Swedish citizen of Rwandan origin Stanislaus Mbanenande for his alleged role in the 1994 genocide. The prosecution said that the trial of Mbanenande, a civil engineer, is set to start on November 16th and will be the first such case in Sweden. Prosecutor Magnus Elvin said some hearings in the trial will be held in Kigali in late November and up to the middle of December. He explained that proceedings are expected to last until May next year. The man is suspected of the most serious crimes, including genocide and crimes against international law, in Kibuye Prefecture, Western Rwanda. Mbanenande was arrested in December last year at Stockholm's Bromma Airport following an extradition request from Rwanda. Rwandan Prosecutor General Martin Ngoga Monday expressed his disappointment by the way the United Kingdom was handling the question of genocide fugitives in the country. He was reacting to an article referring to genocide suspect Modest Kennedy Hakizimana, suspected of taking part in the 1994 genocide. Hakizimana currently working as a taxi driver in the UK but could not be deported to Rwanda because of human rights laws. Ngoga said apart from Hakizimana's case, there were four other people who were arrested and released, and the Crown Prosecution was well aware of such cases. Chief Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Fatou Bensouda, Wednesday called for better cooperation by states and international organizations with regard to crimes committed in Libya. She explained that more than a year when investigation into international crimes committed in Libya was opened, the court has issued 130 requests for assistance. Bensouda was presenting a fourth report on the situation in Libya before the UN Security Council when she said many of such requests have yet to be fully executed. On June 27th last year, the court issued arrest warrants against three officials, including Saif al-Islam and Abdul al-Senus, for crimes against humanity. Fausi Ngapama, Hilo Ndele News Agency, Arusha.